Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom composter, gardener, worm and bug farmer, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, ecopreneur, and of course, Dr. Bug Lady. My guest is the passionate, reliant, and sustainability crusader, Marjorie Wildcraft. Before I ask Marjorie to join me, I want to point out that you can still get a copy of our free winter catalog. It's full of what you need to extend the season of your garden, including indoor pest control, indoor composting, vermiculture, seed germination tools, winter plant protection, and so much more. To receive your copy of the Arbico Organics free winter catalog, you can go to www.arbico-organics.com, arbico-organics.com. Or you can always place your order by calling our toll-free line, which nobody ever forgets, 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 1-800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our amazing specialists will be glad to take your order. Be sure to take a look at our Arbico Organics Facebook page. I always say at the beginning of the show, we love it when you like us, and you can always follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. And now I would like to tell you about my guest, Marjorie Wildcraft. Marjorie's been on the show before, and she's quite an amazing lady. She was featured as an expert in sustainable living by National Geographic and is a regular guest on many national radio and television shows. She's also a featured speaker at Mother Earth News and a regular guest on Coast to Coast AM. She's the author of several books and is best known for her video series, Grow Your Own Groceries, which is over 300,000 copies and used by homesteaders, foodies, preppers, universities, and missionary organizations around the world. Marjorie is passionate about restoring homegrown food on every table, and she has an online resource center for backyard food production at www.growyourowngroceries.org. That's growyourowngroceries.org. So, I think Marjorie is on the line, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to ask her to join me, and if not, we'll wait for her to come on because I think we have a little confusion about time zones. Marjorie, are you there? Nope, don't hear her. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about her website, growyourowngroceries.org, and specifically, what Marjorie is mostly passionate about is just this whole idea of growing your own groceries, and by that we're talking about just having a garden in your own backyard that will help you grow vibrant, life-giving, nutritious food, and that's really been sort of the premise for everything that she's been doing. She's quite an amazing lady that I'm always so honored to have on the radio show with me. And since I'm broadcasting live today from and remote from the San Francisco area, I'm really happy to say that I am in an area where there is a lot of table, farm-to-table, seed-to-table growing. I'm in the outside of the San Francisco area in a town called Menlo, near the Stanford University, and I'm here staying with my daughter, who is going to get married in September, and so I'm meeting with herself and her fiancé, and we've just been having a great time talking about all the fun things we're going to be doing at their wedding. So anyway, that's kind of the gist of why I'm here in this part of the world, and it is such a great place to experience what it is to see people gardening. I mean, I'm just so impressed. Right in the neighborhood where her fiancé and she live, the right where you walk in, right into, they live sort of in a, I guess you'd call it like a small apartment complex, but everywhere you look, people are growing in containers. There's citrus, there's veggies, there are flowers, herbs. I mean, it's just so fun to see everybody so excited about growing their own groceries. And I, for one, am such a big proponent of it. Not only do I just love that you can go, you know, you walk down the stairs and there you have everything growing that you could possibly want from your garden, depending on, you know, what you're growing. What really is fascinating, though, is that it's so easy to do. And it's so beautiful. That's the other thing. I mean, as I walk up to their walkway before the stairs, there's this beautiful citrus right there. And I'm like, wow, and it's fruit on it. And I don't know, there's just something so exciting about that. And, you know, and there's so many things that you can do when you talk about gardening. I mean, there's medicinal gardening, you know, where we can grow things, all sorts of herbs, and that in particular are, you know, turmeric is one of the most wonderful things people are growing these days. It's an anti-inflammatory. You talk about comfrey. Comfrey is an interesting plant because I remember as a kid that I didn't know it was called comfrey. On my father's side of the family, they would bring in this plant that they found near the washes in Arizona. And so, anyway, that plant was actually this comfrey, and it is so delicious and so healthy for you. So I think we may have found Marjorie. So I'm going to ask Marjorie to join me now. Marjorie, are you there?
Hi, Siri. I'm here, yes.
Hi, darling. You know, it's interesting to keep up with all those time zones.
Yes.
Anyway, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. We're finally getting some really nice weather. Been outside working in the garden.
Well, we started off by me telling our listeners about the website Grow Your Own Groceries and how phenomenal that website is. I mean, you have just taken it over the top, and I haven't looked at it in a while, but I'm telling you, wow, you have really just... I was just talking about all the different things you can grow, and it doesn't have to be a big deal. But this whole thing of you can have medicinal gardens, you can have edible landscapes. There's wild food, aquaponics, permaculture, homesteading. I mean, you have got that. You've got it all there, my dear. Thank you. Wow.
We're doing it, and we have writing contests, and we have challenges, and we're having a lot of fun too. The main thing is getting some homegrown food on every table. That's the catalyzing statement for our organization is, you know, we really feel that's the answer to a lot of the problems we're facing today. And just a little bit. So, you know, some sprouts or some herbs on a windowsill. There's a tremendous amount you can do.
Makes you feel so good. Just to go out there and clip off your own basil, pick off a few cherry tomatoes. I mean, it's so simple. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a huge, elaborate factory farm. You know, I think people get the feeling that that's, if they're not doing that, that that's not enough.
No, it's not. And actually, I even have a system, and I think we've still got the webinar up there, where I show people how they could actually grow half of their own food in a backyard-sized space in less than an hour a day. And my research center, that's the thing that we're focusing on is, how can we show people that you can grow a substantial amount in just a very short period of time?
Well, and you're the one, I'll tell you. It's so fun that you're back on the show. I think we've got our time wires crossed, but that's okay. But I'm just so delighted to have you on. And you have just been, I'm telling you, you are blazing the way. You have been the pioneer. Anyway, we're going to have to take a quick break here in just about 10 seconds. So, Marjorie, before I get you going here, I have to interrupt you. I just really want to give you my highest gratitude, appreciation, and praise for all the work that you do. You're so tireless. I see your all of your videos every week, and I'm like, oh my God, how does she have time for that? But anyway, for those of you who are listening, we're going to come right back after a quick break with Marjorie. She is the Martha Stewart of Self-Reliance, so don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. While my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and with me, the amazing and passionate Marjorie Wildcraft. She is all about increasing sustainability and self-reliance in the American lifestyle. She's the creator of the widely acclaimed video tutorial titled Grow Your Own Groceries, and she teaches people with no gardening or agricultural experience how to successfully grow healthy, vibrant, life-giving, nutritious food. I just love you, Marjorie. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Oh, my goodness gracious. So, all right. Why is everybody calling you the most dangerous woman in America?
Isn't that funny? Just polite, smiling Marjorie, right?
You dangerous. You never know what you're going to do when you're out there digging in the dirt.
It's because, like, imagine what could happen if America, you know, 10% of America were growing half of their own food. The impact that would have to Monsanto or Dow or Syngenta or all the different pharmaceutical companies. I mean, imagine if half of Americans were growing some or all their own food, how upsetting that would be to the $1 trillion food industry and who knows how many trillion-dollar medical industry.
You know, it's already kind of happening, though. I have a cousin, one of my most favorite cousins in the whole world, maybe probably my favorite, Art is his name, and he had occasion to in his career to work with Dow Chemical at one time right out of college and made some friends and had a phone call recently from a buddy of his who said, you know, it's very interesting that what they're noticing is that the big food chains who have been relying on conventional food that they provide in their grocery stores are feeling this demand for organics, and that what they're finding is that the growers don't know how to grow organically. And the pinch is that 10%, they use that statistic, Marjorie, 10% they've lost to the organic marketplace. So imagine if we were growing our own stuff.
Yes. Yes, and it's hard to control people when they can feed themselves.
Oh my! I'm telling you, it's exciting though. I mean, you know, you've done so much since you were on the show the last time. I mean, when you were on the show last time, we talked about you going to Cuba, and let's just refresh our audience about that because I think that especially since it's back in the news now that we're going to be having relations with them.
Yeah, the Castros are finally getting old enough. Nobody's worrying about them anymore. Yeah, I went to Cuba with the Millions Against Monsanto group, and it was an organized tour for organic farmers to take a look. And Cuba, what had happened to them about 20 years ago when the Soviet Union had collapsed, it basically they cut off relationships with all their trading partners. That was one of the consequences of the end of the Soviet Union. And there was Cuba who had been growing. They had sacrificed all of their local food production to produce sugar for sugarcane that they sold to the Soviet Union. And when that collapsed, they lost everything. I mean, all of a sudden, they just no more ships were coming in. Their economy plummeted by 60% overnight. The buses stopped running. The electricity got turned off. But the biggest thing that all the Cubans talked about was that they were hungry. The average Cuban lost 20 pounds. And so we went there to see, because the first thing that everybody went and did was start growing their own food. I mean, backyard food production or getting a group of neighbors together and digging up a corner lot or, you know, eventually the government started organizing things. But really, when you're hungry and it's immediate, it was the people first. And the thing that works, the things that people do when you have absolutely nothing and the techniques that have existed for millennium is organic growing, you know, organic gardening, organic animal husbandry. And that's what worked. And that's what they were doing. And then over the years, because they were shut off and everybody, I mean, even the New York Times was writing articles saying they expected that'd be the end of the Cuba and Castro would be completely out and there'd be an ugly revolution and everything. Well, they ended up becoming one of the world's leaders in organic food production as a result of it. And now their biggest, strongest industry that they export is biotechnology on how to use different insects or things that they've developed for organic growing techniques using you know the things that we know different bugs or different bio bacteria that you can grow or compost tea or those kind of things. So that was a fun trip.
So self-reliance, you know, that's the key to this whole thing. And, you know, I mean, there's just nothing more satisfying than growing your own food and working your own, no matter what it is, whether it's a container garden that you have, you know, a backyard garden or a small market garden, whatever the deal is, there's just that feeling of deep satisfaction and purpose, start to finish, that we miss out on when we aren't participating and growing our own food. So what I wanted to ask you about also is one of the things you focus on is no matter, even if you can't, if you've never known how to grow or you don't think you have a green thumb or whatever, what's the first thing people should do to get started? Because you inspire people, but at the end of the day, you know, they have to follow through. What would you say to that?
I would say get started, but start small. Just one simple garden bed would be a great way to go. Maybe something that's 4.5 feet by 12.5 feet long. Just a little simple 50 square foot bed. Just get started small. You know, there's somebody in your neighborhood that you've been driving past or walking past, and you know they're growing wonderful, beautiful tomatoes and things. Go stop by and say hi. Bring a small gift, anything you got. You know, a pair of gloves or a shovel or anything. You've even just got extra around the house. Maybe something as simple as a measuring cup. I mean, anything, right? And give it to them as a gift. And you'll be surprised. I mean, gardeners are some of the most friendliest people. And I have been astounded at people that are normally, you know, the other political party, grumpy, you know, the kind of person that they could easily cast for Scrooge on any movie theater, right? But when you get them in their garden, they're totally different people. There really is something about the outdoors and the fresh air and the plants and the soothingness. So you can approach anybody who's a gardener and bring them a little gift and say, hey, you know, what grows great here? That's where the gold is in your neighborhood, is the other gardeners. Or if not a gardening club, get to know some others. But get started. And even just one little garden bed. Now, right now, we're listening. We got a lot of the United States that's too cold outside to get that garden bed going. Maybe just get a couple of plants. You were mentioning, and you're absolutely right, a little bit of fresh basil on a meal. You can grow that in a windowsill. There's tons of things to do. But I would not go out and, like I did, I plowed up a whole acre because we have the land, and my husband said, oh, I remember Nanny, right? And Nanny had a garden, right? Nanny had a garden. And, boy, I had an acre of weeds and frustration. I mean, it was just way too much. Start small.
I've heard that story so many times. I'm right there with you. You do have to start small, get a feel for it, and get the hang of it. And then you can expand as you need. We're going to take another quick little break. We're going to come right back with Marjorie Wildcraft. We're going to be talking about the secrets to having a green thumb. So for those of you who are listening, don't go away. We are coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry from Vera Day Fry. And my guest is the amazing Marjorie Wildcraft. She's an expert in sustainable living. She is an author. She is a gardener. She's a mom. She's a composter. She's an amazing lady. Welcome back, Marjorie.
Hi, Sherry. Glad to be
Woo-hoo.
Back.
Oh, my goodness sake. So let's talk about the secret to having a green thumb. I know that you talk a lot about that. And so for our audience, let's share that with them today.
Yeah, I will tell you that a green thumb is not genetic. First of all, there's good news for everybody out there with black and brown thumbs. It's not genetic. And actually, Sherry, you're going to have a good laugh when you hear what this is. Really, the secret to a green thumb is good, rich, fertile soil. And, my plants, I started out, I just had sand. That's all we have. We have beach sand. There's nothing in it. And we added a little compost on the top, of course, and I read the seed packet, and it said plant the seeds and water it and come back in 90 days and get your broccoli. And that just didn't happen. I mean, those little things died. It was so pathetic. I go around all the different gardeners in my area, and I'm looking at the best gardeners and the best gardens and the organic farms, and even the best gardeners often can't tell you exactly what they're doing. But what I noticed was the very best were growing in the deepest, richest, fertile, most fertile soil. And in fact, my neighbor Brandon, who is a horseshoer, and his wife had a couple of horses, of course, and he was gardening in 2 feet of composted horse manure. He never had problems. His plants withstood freezes really well. They seemed to outlast longer in the heat than other things. They just rarely had insect problems. Compost, really, and fertility is the secret to a green thumb. That's the primary thing. You're not going to have a good garden if you don't have good soil. You can get away with other things going wrong too when you have good soil. And in fact, I'd love to tell the story about you, Sherry. I tell people about how you all had gotten into insects thinking that was the solution to all the organic problems, and then you ultimately realized that a lot of insect problems really came from poor nutrition in the soil, and that you began to focus more on soil amendments.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, because what we noticed is that, you know, a weak plant is absolutely wide open for insects and for diseases. The moment that we focused on treating the cause, the fertility, we brought the fertility back. Plants naturally resist insect pests and disease pests. And when you have a healthy soil, you don't have weeds, because the purpose of a weed is really to protect the topsoil, to bring up the profound nutrients back up to the top. And so when you have that soil balance going, voila, you know, we've ruled out the pest. You're so right. So right.
I love telling that story on you. I tell it everywhere I go. Sherry says over at Omega Organics.
So what do you think? You know, for me, you know, when I talk to beginning gardeners, often it's easier for them to get seedlings as the first, you know, their first-time gardeners, because you have that whole area of starting the seed, and I'm certainly not against it. I think, though, that for first-timers, it's a lot easier, and you feel a little bit more successful if you can get the seedlings, at least for part of your garden.
I agree with you. I recommend people get seedlings. And I'll give you a heads up. Now, if all you've got are the seedlings from the big box store and that's all that's close to you or you're able to get, then go for it. But there is a difference in quality of seedlings, too. When you get your seed starts, if you get it from a local source of somebody who really cares for them and puts them and starts them in good soil and nurtures them, those plants by far will outperform other ones. But if all there is the stuff from the big box and that's all you can get, yeah, I would say seedlings help a lot. Like when you buy your start somewhere, it just does give you that, you know, that's one less thing you have to learn right in the beginning. And if you can get a couple of those going and just get that, get in your bed and have something growing. I'd also recommend eat, you know, grow foods that you like to eat. You know, tomatoes by far seem to be the number one thing that people love to eat. They're actually a fruit, not a vegetable, but that seems to be the perennial favorite among gardeners, and they're pretty easy to grow. Tomatoes are not that hard. Green beans, another really good simple one, is a good one to start with, because they're pretty hardy and tough. Now, if you love squash, you are definitely in luck. That's one of the easiest plants to grow. You'll be giving away squash. Your neighbors will go, no, please, no more squash.
That's what we call the old lasagna garden or whatever, you know. You've got all the things to throw onto a lasagna. And it's so pretty. And, you know, that's sort of been what I have suggested. There are websites where you can actually buy organically grown, open pollinated heirloom seedlings as well. And they have some amazing variety. You're absolutely accurate, though. The key is to grow things that you like. I mean, if you don't like eggplant, forget it.
Yes, you don't. Yeah, exactly. You're not going to be interested in that plant, and they're not going to grow as well for you. You and I both know there's that whole other dynamic going on with the relationship with the plant, and it really is true that book that talked about, you know, plant communication. What is the name of that? Oh, The Secret Life of Plants. There's
oh yeah
going on. Yeah, yeah.
So much going on, and there's so much to learn. And you know, none of us are experts. Every day, there's something new that comes up that we never thought about or knew about, and it's such an amazing when you think about, you know, what a plan, what a network, how in the heck did this all get created? It's just so phenomenal. We are, you know, talking today about all the, you just do so much, and I'm not sure that people know how much of your own food that you grow. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing at your own home, and, you know, how does it work with your family?
I grow about half of what I eat, and I have to tell you, that is my favorite part of my company policy, is because it, you know, it gets me off the computer, it gets me outside, and I make it a minimum that I grow half of what I eat. And I love that number half, and I again, one of the things that we're trying to do here is develop systems where people can grow half of their own food simply and easily, because half is a good amount. I mean, you're right, you're starting to make a substantial impact on your food bill. I mean, you're reducing your food. You're making a substantial impact on your health because you're eating a lot more healthy food. And half is a you know, that's where you can start to turn around chronic diseases or head off, you know, the big C, right, that everybody's worried about. And also, half is a good number because you kind of get at the threshold. If you want to grow all of your own food, well, you're going to be working a lot more hours per day. But about half, I mean, really, you can get it down to where you're only doing that in about an hour a day. And, you know, we all know that we live in a house of cards, right? And we don't need to go there. But we all know that there's the potential for some really bad things to happen pretty quickly with the way our world is wired these days with just-in-time everything. So growing half means I could pretty easily ramp up to more, all of it, if I needed to. And I also have the skills that I can, you know, I know what to tell my family to do, and I can help organize my neighborhood and my community. So there's a sense of security and a sense of empowerment and strength that comes from just growing half that's amazing. So I love that half. You know, grow half. That's my motto.
What are the things that you buy that you don't grow? Curious.
We do some of the stuff, you know, the toilet paper and the latest thing that I've got. I try to get rid of as many things as possible. I also import a lot of avocados and fat type thing, you know, growing fat, like getting milk and, butter and coconut oil is one of my favorites, you know, like, oh my gosh, we love coconut oil. But more and more I am trying to get rid of things that I can do myself. And the latest thing that I went on for the last couple of years is I no longer buy shampoo. And I've learned how to make my own homemade shampoo. And if you'd like to learn, there's an ebook we have. It's for free at the website at thegrowyourowngroceries.org and pick it up. There's a little click on the site right sidebar thing where we have all these different recipes for how you can make your own shampoo, either out of plants that's growing in the yard or simple things that you can make yourself.
I love it. And you can see the all of this at growyourowngroceries.com. We're going to come right back. Yes. Oh, .org. I'm sorry. .org. Growyourowngroceries.org. We're coming right back after the break. Don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. With me is Marjorie Wildcraft. She is passionate about increasing sustainability and self-reliance in the American lifestyle. She is the creator of GrowYourOwnGroceries.org, GrowYourOwnGroceries.org. And I'm telling you, if you want to know how to grow healthy, safe, organic food in your backyard in less hours per day, if you want to turn soil into fertile black gold, if you want to produce your own healthy meat and eggs with little or no feed, if you want to be able to reduce water and even home butcher, this is the place to go. Welcome back, Marjorie.
Hi, sure.
So a lot of people, you know, it seems like over the last 5 years in particular, what we're noticing is people are beginning, they're starting to grow more, and there's this fascination and increasing excitement about growing our own animals, and in particular on poultry with eggs. And tell us a little bit about all that, and let's even talk about how do you butcher them. I know this is something that a lot of people have no experience in at all, and, you know, when they finally get a lot of chickens, for example, they go, okay, now let's eat one.
Now what do we do? Yeah, that's the controversial Section 5 on the video set, the Grow Your Own video set. I mean, you know, you give that set out to review or give it to a friend, and there's always that section, the butchering section in it. We put that in there because it's a part of the whole cycle of life and the whole circle of how you need to, you know, take care of yourself and provide for yourself. Meat and meat products, animal products, and all my respects to all the vegetarians out there, but really they are the easiest to grow and the most efficient. You know, you can grow a lot more rabbit meat in a very, very small space than you can grow vegetables. And the same with eggs for your chickens. You can get eggs are a lot, you know, it's just they're easier to take care of. And here I'll give you a quick snippet of why. So, for example, I have free-range chickens, and in the video set we show how I do the free-range chickens and how I do predator protection for them. And for most animals, they can move around, right? So when it gets too hot, they go and find a shady place. I have a water system set up for them. It's a little gravity-fed water tank. And when they're thirsty, they go drink. Right. When it gets too cold, they go sit in the sun or they find a warm spot. I mean, they generally take care of themselves. Now, I provide food for them, but a lot more and more they're getting their own bugs, or I'm growing food for them that they just go harvest themselves. So there's very little work involved. with my garden, you know, when it gets too hot, I've got to pull out some shade cloth or make certain that I'm only growing really heat-tolerant plants. Or if it, you know, when they need water, I have to constantly be checking the soil and, of course, watering them when they need water. And, of course, I always need to bring their fertility to them, their compost, and I'm constantly monitoring to make sure that they've got enough nutrition. So you have to do more work with your vegetable garden, and meat products are easier to grow. Now, you want to grow all of them. You want to grow all the different ways that you can grow. You want to have vegetables, and you want to have a small orchard, and you do want to have some livestock because you want to have diversity, because you never know when something's going to happen, right? You never know when that fox is going to wipe out your hen house. But they are the easier to grow and the more prolific in terms of just sheer number of calories. Plus, you get the feces, right? You get all that compost from the animals. You get the manures, and that's just like the gold for your vegetables and for your fruit trees. So to learn how to butcher, I mean, used to be, you know, not my generation, about two generations ago, if I were a mom, I would tell the kids, go out and get me a chicken. And what that meant was they would go out and pick a chicken and kill it, and they would clean it, and they'd, you know, butcher it and bring it in for me to cook. I mean, it used to be kids' work. You know, 8-, 9-, 10-year-old kids used to do that. So we put that section in there to show people, hey, it's a lost skill, but it's not that hard. I have my rabbits, and I don't need refrigeration because we'll butcher the rabbit just before we eat it. So it's something that's a part of the whole process that you know, you can do it with grace and care. That doesn't have to be some crude, rough thing, but it's a part of making a meal.
Well, I appreciate that you have such a diversity of topics that you cover on the website, and I know you give speeches everywhere. I know you've been on so many shows, and you know, I'm really in awe of all the things that you do and how simple you make it. I think that's the piece that people don't really get, that growing your own groceries is not about complicating your life. It's more about simplification and improving your health, as you said. Just imagine if the food that we ate had high bricks, that it was full of minerals and trace elements, that it just tasted so good that you wanted to eat it. You know, how disappointing is it to even to buy an organic tomato at a grocery store and it doesn't taste good?
Yeah.
Looks pretty. No taste.
I know. The organic standards, they have deteriorated. You know, more as the bigger and bigger companies have gotten into organics, because you're right, you were talking about earlier about 10% of the market is now going to organics. Unfortunately, it's become more corporatized and more mechanized, and organics today are not what organics were 10 years ago. Let's just say that. And really, that's always been why my focus has been backyard food production, because that's the ultimate. That's the goodness. That's when you're picking it seconds before you eat it. The delicious.
Yeah, I just was thinking as you're speaking, it's like poor organics, because it's, you know, it meets the standards, yet at the same time, because so much of it is still factory farmed, and many of the conventional growers, they, you know, the land right next to where they're growing the conventional lettuce and spinach, they're growing the organic, and there's not a whole lot of difference, with the exception of what they're going to use in terms of the ides, the herbicides, the fungicides, the insecticides. And of course, the fertility aspects, yet at the same time, the focus is always on mitigating pests and not focusing on treating the mitigation pests in the first place, which would be to focus on the soil. And if you don't focus on the soil, we miss the entire experience of good tasting food, because that's what makes it taste so good.
That's true. And, you know, if you haven't eaten vegetables that are homegrown in really good soil, you haven't eaten vegetables. So I know I get some big meat and tater guys in the audience. Usually they'll raise their hand and say, Marjorie, but I don't like vegetables. And I said, darling, you come over to my house. Let me cook for you, and you will like vegetables, I promise you. Because you've probably never eaten vegetables, you know.
Marjorie makes sexy vegetables. Come on over to my house.
If all you've ever done is eaten vegetables at a grocery store or at a restaurant, you haven't really eaten vegetables, you know.
And even potatoes, for that matter. I mean, there's so many varieties and types and textures, and And, well, you know, we have grown our potatoes, and it's like, wow, what a difference. It's amazing.
They don't need butter. They don't need butter. No. They're so rich in flavor. True. Yeah. Yeah.
We've got about 2 minutes. I know that you are on a mission, my dear, and I want to be sure you get out, you know, what it is that you'd like our audience to hear. So I'm going to let you just take the next 2 minutes and pour your heart out to us and tell us what you want us to leave with today.
Well, I just really liked health. My stepdaughter was recently, we found out she had a cancerous tumor in her eye. And I was just shocked to the core. Like, and she's 32 years old, beautiful young woman. And here's the thing. She thinks she's healthy. She's, you know, she tries to eat a healthy diet, so she tries to choose chicken over beef. But I'm like, look, that both came from the commercial food supply. Both of them are hugely, you know, tainted. They've got all kinds of stuff on it. I said, you really almost have to be a fanatic to be healthy these days. And finding really good quality food is, you know, I don't know, Mercola and Mike Adams and a lot of these guys, you know, 75% of the diseases we're facing these days, which are rampant, is due to the food supply and not getting, you know, just a little bit of exercise. And you can definitely do this with the backyard and a hose or a community garden or a rooftop. I've heard there's 44,000 acres of available rooftops in Manhattan that they could be growing food in. You can do it's not that, you know, it really isn't that hard. It's fun. It's real enjoyable. And it's a skill that just may be so useful that you may become a whole community. You might become the most important person in the community because you know how to grow food at some point in time. That's what happened in Cuba when they underwent collapse. Believe it or not, those nuts who were the gardeners were all of a sudden, and the lawyers and the doctors, they went down to the bottom of the socioeconomic level. It was the gardeners. And then to this day, the farmers are still veneered as being people who can produce things. So all around, it's just a wonderful thing to do. And we have tons of free resources at growyourowngroceries.org. There's a webinar on how to grow half your own food in your backyard in less than an hour a day. It shows you simple step-by-step how to do that. Free ebooks.
I love it.
Lots of great
content.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love you. Thank you so much, Marjorie. And everybody that's listening, go to growyourowngroceries.org and sign up to get Marjorie's videos. They show up every week. They're fantastic. Thank you so much, Marjorie. Take care. We'll be in touch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.